Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And it's just you and me. We're talking about the Fed meeting today. The Fed is meeting the Federal Open Market Committee. And I remind you what that's made up of. There are 19 people in the Fed that run the Fed. There are 12 bank presidents. Bank presidents from, you know, from Baltimore to Dallas, Atlanta to St. Louis to San Francisco, et cetera, et cetera. There are 12 of those around the country. 12 bank presidents. There are 5 governors. There's a chairman who is the leader. That's the Greenspan, Bernanke, you know, those folks. And then we've got the new one. I'll say her name in a minute. I can't believe I've lost her name. But I'll say it in a minute. Anyway, that's the chairman. And then there's a vice chairman. And in any given year, there are 3 rotating presidents who of the banks who are voting on the five of the voting members. The FOMC meets and they're all there, but only 5 vote. And so they rotate off, and the presidents do, the president of the bank. So that's how they decide. That's how they decide if they're going to, you know, who's going to decide what to do with rates. Well, today they're deciding on that. They're not going to raise rates. I predicted this back in January that the Fed would not raise rates in 2015. And I got a lot of hoots at me about that. A lot of economists thought I was crazy for predicting that. I didn't see the economy. I couldn't see the fundamentals in the economy getting that much better this year that would cause them to take that action. And that was the reason I made that prediction. It wasn't some wild guess. I mean, I'm not a technician like some people are, but I just couldn't see the fundamentals in the economy for that. And so that's why it's come to pass. And frankly, I don't see the fundamentals for a while. In fact, I don't think we're going to see the fundamentals improving much in the economy until we get a new president. President Obama is just the most anti-business president. His administration and his whole worldview is the most anti-business that anybody's ever seen in America. It's unprecedented, his approach to business, to the economy. He's never made I've never heard him make an economic speech. I've only heard him say things and do things that stifle growth, that make people not want to spend money, that make people not want to borrow money and take risks because of his policies and his rhetoric. And so I don't think we're going to see much now that we're so close to an election. I think 2016 is going to be an awful lot like 2015. There may be a few improvements here and there, but we've still got a lot of global challenges. See, we've had global challenges before, and America turned out, there were times when America was the shining star in the global economy. There were times when the rest of the world was almost in a recession, and the U.S. was doing great. So there's no reason why America has to be economically sympathetic to the other countries. We could have our own growth period all by ourselves if we could get the government out of the way, if we could get the Obama administration out of the way. So I'm not going to say that the Fed's not going to raise rates in 2016. And if they do, it'll really be inconsequential. Out here on Main Street, right now, out here on Main Street, a raise in interest rates would be inconsequential. Because for one thing, small business owners aren't borrowing money. Not that much. Not like we used to. We're growing organically. We're building our balance sheets. We're paying off debt. And so an increased rate is inconsequential to Main Street unless they raise rates and it somehow frightens Wall Street, that creates some kind of a chain reaction, a bear market, which then could create a recession, which then would hurt you and me on Main Street. That's the part that annoys me about Wall Street. Currently, Wall Street is not helping Main Street. But if they take a dive and turn into a bear market, they can hurt Main Street. And there's nothing fair and equitable about that. And that's the problem I have with the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.